U.S. envoy Stephen Bosworth says his recent talks in Pyongyang, followed by visits to the other nations involved in discussions about North Korea's nuclear program, were quite positive and businesslike. He says the North Koreans continue to support in principle their 2005 agreement to scrap their nuclear program, including weapons, in return for aid and other benefits, and seem inclined to rejoin the negotiations. But he says more discussions may be needed to confirm Pyongyang's return to the bargaining table. Bosworth spoke to reporters Wednesday in Washington.
They have agreed on the importance of the six-party process. They've indicated they would like to resume the six-party process. They have agreed on the essential nature of the joint statement of 2005. The other participants in the process see the situation in the same way. We all want to get back to the negotiating table. But when and how that might come about is something I just can't answer right now.
Bosworth's visit to Pyongyang was the first official contact between the United States and North Korea since President Obama took office in January, signaling a readiness to engage the reclusive communist government. The breakdown of the six-party talks a year ago was followed by belligerent North Korean rhetoric and a second nuclear test last May announced by North Korean state television. But Pyongyang has lately sounded a more conciliatory tone and restored contacts with neighboring South Korea. Bosworth said he stressed to Pyongyang that complete disarmament on its part would end its political isolation and lead to a role in new regional security arrangements.
I was conveying very directly to the North Korean leadership a vision for the future which would be a lot different than the one that than the present or the past, and ways in which we could improve both our bilateral relationship and improve North Korea's overall relationships within Northeast Asia.
Bosworth did not meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-il, and Bosworth would not discuss reports he had given Pyongyang officials a letter from President Obama for Mr. Kim. But State Department spokesman Ian Kelly later confirmed delivery of the message. Kelly said it did not differ in substance from the administration's public appeals for Pyongyang to rejoin the nuclear talks.
I think one can feel very confident that it was it concerned what our very simple agenda was for the visit of Ambassador Bosworth, and that was to get North Korea to come back to the six-party talks.
Kelly said he was unaware of any North Korean response. Bosworth said the next step will be further consultations with China and the other participants, South Korea, Japan, and Russia. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.